Swifties. Are you Taylor Swift ready? Because the player's gonna play, play,
play, play, play. Dave Moore getting you Taylor Swift ready on Today FM.
This is the Taylor Swift Ready podcast from Today FM, and particularly from Dave Moore on Today FM. I am said man, Dave Moore, and this is Emer Shannon and Cathal Minogue. Yo.
Yep. Hi.
Today we are talking to a wonderful listener called Hazel, who has met Taylor Swift. It's a pretty random meeting, as you'll hear, but it got us talking and thinking about the random moments that we've met celebrities. Because obviously in our job, there's a lot of celebrities knocking about all the time.
Can't move for them.
We have a celebrity a day on the show. So they're always here, whether they're on Zoom, whether they're in the building, whether they're on the phone, they're always here. But even in the building, you'll turn around, you go upstairs to get a cup of tea, and an Irish celebrity will be sitting in reception. You know, it happens a lot. It could be an international celebrity, whatever it is. So, but outside of that, it's the random celebrity encounters that can be fun. And Emer, you'd want to know it was in here, but you weren't expecting it.
No, it was in here. And for reference, and I'm loath to admit this, it was a different time in my life. I'd never do the same now. I'd been for a boozy lunch.
Happens
occasionally. And I was coming back to the office to get my few bits, and there was a guest that had been on The Last Word of Matt Cooper, so which will give you an idea of the time. It was
right.
Like half five, six.
Yeah.
Bearing
in mind, long lunch.
It had been a long, long lunch. And the door opened. Sometimes there's fancy cars outside. And I was like, oh, there must be someone interesting in. And went into the lobby and the lift door opened and out walked Michael Palin.
From Monty Python.
From Monty Python. But also, not only from Monty Python, which I adore, he also did, do you remember those Around the World?
Yes.
And like whenever I was off sick from school, they were like, my dad and I would watch them and I'd be like, oh, this is so boring. But secretly be like, oh, this is amazing.
Loving it, yeah.
So I love Michael Palin, always have. And the lift doors open, and instead of saying anything cool or relevant, I went, oh, Jesus! And he just looked at me and continued off. And that was it. And every time I tell the story, I'm like, was it Michael Palin or Michael Caine? But I'm pretty sure it was Michael Palin.
Well, if it was from Monty Python, it was certainly Michael Palin.
But either one of them got an, oh, Jesus! From someone who's...
Imagine being that person where you get that kind of a reaction. Wouldn't that be cool, like... Jesus.
That's an excited one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a near random celebrity encounter. So back before the world of radio, I was a musician. My wife was an actress and we were in LA living the LA life. And at one point she had gone to a business meeting, an acting meeting with an agent or something like that, whatever. And it turned out that the person was Chester Bennington from Linkin Park's wife.
Wow.
Okay. Work in the industry. I'm not sure she even sure what she was doing. She was so nice to my then girlfriend, now wife. She was really helpful, whatever. But Tracy texted me, like, you know, when she'd gone to the bathroom and went, I'm here with Chester Bennington's wife and Chester's here. And I was like, what? Like Linkin Park, one of my favorite bands. I was like, okay, I'm in LA. I'm only going to meet Chester Bennington. Like I didn't work in radio or anything. I was just some guy from Dublin. So I was like, I'm going to go meet one of the best vocalists around. So I got in my car. And I drove for LA is so spread out. It's hard to describe LA if you haven't like lived there or been there. Because even if you visit it, you go to Santa Monica and you go to the Hollywood sign and you leave and it's still a bit weird.
Yeah, it's fast.
When you're there, it's like eight cities all in one. There's no downtown. You don't go like to New York or Boston or Chicago and you go to downtown and there's shops and restaurants and cafes and offices. And this is just downtown. It's just like, just offices, nothing else.
I hate that.
Yeah, me too.
So there's no city centre. It's like eight different city centres.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that
I had to drive across the...
Across
the I-5. Was it the I-5 or the I-10? I can't remember. Anyway, one of the big freeways. Traffic in LA is legendarily terrible, and it was. Anyway, I drove and drove, listening to Linkin Park all the way across, thinking, what am I going to say to him? Do I ask him for an autograph? Like, this was pre-cell phone or pre-like smartphone, so it was like... I brought my camera because I was going to take a photograph with him. There's no such thing as a selfie. Like, so anyway, I drove across.
I just can't believe you even got a text.
Yeah.
Oh, there was texting. It was 2002. There was texting, but there wasn't like.
Eric Hall was an infant child at that point. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, I pulled up outside the diner that Tracy was meeting Chester's wife in. I could see Tracy in the window. I could see the lady she was talking to. And I was like, okay, this is it.
Be cool, Dave.
Be cool. Be so cool. Walked in. Hey, how's it going? I'm probably like, hey guys.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? I'm from Ireland. Yeah, I'm from Ireland. Yeah, but I've been here for a while, like easily 2 weeks. And so I said hello to all the people, whatever, and they're in the meeting. And then I kind of sat up at the diner counter and, hey, darling, you want some coffee? He's like, no, I'll just get a Coke Zero.
For a cup of Joe.
Coke, whatever it would have been then. And I kind of kept looking over my shoulder going, where is it? there. And I waited for like another 40 minutes. And then the meeting ended up and they all went, okay, see you, bye. I said, Tracy, where's Chester? She's like, oh, you left like 5 minutes for
you. Oh, no.
I was like, you could have rang me, but she couldn't. She was in the meeting. So
that was just, she just wanted to lift home.
Yeah, that was absolutely what it turned out to be.
I must remember that one for the next time. Come quick. There's someone very important here.
But isn't it insane now if you think about it? Like there's people in this in Ireland now who are going to, like, I know Taylor won't be knocking about Drury Street or anything like that. But she has to stay somewhere and she has to go from one place to another and she has to eat and all that.
True.
So there are going to be people in the country that will have encounters with Taylor Swift over the next while. We have to talk to them.
Definitely.
When it's all done, does it?
If you meet Taylor, please. Let us know. We definitely want to know. Like Hazel did. Hazel Keegan met Taylor Swift. Listen to this.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. You have a hell of a Taylor Swift story that I think we need to share with the world. So where are we in the time and where are we in the geography of the world at the point that you've got this Taylor Swift story?
So it was 2012 and it was September, October time, and it kind of links back nicely because my husband's a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan, so we used to travel to the US on our holidays to go see the Chiefs.
Wow. So, why was he such a big Kansas City Chiefs fan? I mean, now, obviously, you know, having won the Super Bowl and Travis Kelce and all that, there's lots of reasons why people might be familiar with Kansas City Chiefs, but why was your husband so into them in 2012?
He's from the UK, so he's from Yorkshire, and he used to watch the Channel 4 football.
NFL, yeah.
Yeah, and he started following Kansas City because they wore red and he was a Man U supporter, so that was another tick. And so, yeah, and I think there was a couple of players he kind of knew the names of, so we got into following the Chiefs. And yeah, I mean, they were pretty horrendous, like when I met him, 16 years ago. And yeah, it's like, why are you following this team? So we used to traipse around the US watching this team lose. Like,
what a trip, though, in fairness.
So this particular year, we'd gone to New Orleans. We had watched the Chiefs beat the Saints in New Orleans, and we were traveling up to the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee because we kind of pick where there's a game on and then do like a road trip around it.
Yeah.
We stopped off in Nashville, and I was pregnant at the time with our first daughter, Chloe, who's now 11. But we had been asked by a colleague of Neil's to pick up a Taylor Swift t-shirt when we were in Nashville.
Now, hang on. This is going back to 2012. So in 2012, Taylor Swift was full on country girl, right?
Like, this isn't, she was indeed.
This wasn't the pop Taylor Swift that we know now. This is when, I mean, like, there's a song called Our Song that she has that my 9-year-old is obsessed with. So I know all the country Taylor, let me tell you. So
she
that's
was a country sweetheart back then. And my husband was a fan and his colleague at work was a fan. So we went to the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville to the shop, and we were like, we're not paying in here because we just want to go to the shop.
Yeah.
So we went into the shop, and like, as always, wherever I go, I'm being pregnant, like, I really need the toilet. So
is this a personality trait that you have?
Yeah, apparently.
Brilliant. Right, so you need to nip off to the jacks.
I need to nip off to the jacks. And when I go out of the shop and go to the ground floor, the toilets say, out of order, please use upstairs. So I had to get in the lift and go upstairs to the museum part of the Country Music Hall of Fame, where you're supposed to pay to get in. So I go into the bathroom and I'm in there and I hear these two ladies washing their hands going, oh my God, Taylor's here. Did you hear Taylor's here? And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm kind of eavesdropping and I go out and I wash my hands and I ring down to my husband going, I think Taylor Swift's here, pretend you need to go upstairs.
No way.
He pops up. So she was doing an exhibit of all her costumes from this tour, and she was there doing a walkabout on this floor of the Country Music Hall of Fame. So we had the t-shirt, so we kind of stood in line and we had a chat with her, and you know, we obviously said we were from Ireland. My husband is from the UK but masquerades as Irish anytime we're in the
States. And when you're away, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It gives you an extra like 5 bonus points, I think, if you say you're from Ireland than America,
So I think we were just chatting to her about when she was going to come to Dublin. She was heading to London to be on the Jonathan Ross show, but hadn't got anything in for Dublin, and she signed the t-shirt for us to our friends. And I had actually, because I didn't really know a lot about Taylor Swift at the time, there was one song that I'd heard, and it was on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, and it was about 2 weeks beforehand. I'd been going into work and sitting on the train, and again pregnant and emotional, and it's this beautiful song that she wrote in dedication to a 4-year-old boy who passed away, and it was just such a sad song. So I'd heard that and it made me really emotional, so I just mentioned this to Taylor, and so I said, you know, I heard your song, it's lovely, whatever, pretending I'm a fan. So she was like, oh, that's so sweet and lovely to hear, and she was really interested to talk to us. There was a couple of Australians kind of trying to butt in, but I think being Irish, you always kind of, you know,
get those attention points.
More.
Yeah,
so it was just an unreal, surreal encounter.
I would say, and well, like, was your overall impression that, I mean, obviously she's a hell of a different, you know, brand and entity than she was 12 years ago in 2012 in Nashville. But did she seem sound, down to earth, and all those things that we hope she is?
No, absolutely. Because, I mean, she, as I say, she took the time to talk to people, to have photos. Nothing was too much bother for her. And again, I suppose she would have gotten attention then and people knew her, but nothing like now. So, I mean, she,
no, but she was still going through Jonathan Ross and doing European tour dates. I mean, yeah, she was still a big artist. She just wasn't the machine that she is now.
Yeah, exactly. No, but she came across very humble and normal at that point in time.
And
so
then how happy was your husband's co-worker when you handed him not just a Taylor Swift t-shirt, a signed Taylor Swift t-shirt?
Extremely, extremely happy. And now we're like, is there any chance we could have that back?
No. Now, you mentioned your 11-year-old. So now, yeah. I presume your 11-year-old, like my 9-year-old, is absolutely obsessed with Taylor Swift.
She is, yeah.
So
yeah.
Are there tickets in the house?
There are tickets in the house that my husband got for himself and myself, but now it's morphed into Chloe is going and not me. And you know,
you're getting the elbow.
I'm getting the elbow. So I'm actually going to see Elbow the next night. So I'm okay.
Okay, right. Well, then it's not too bad.
So anyway, she's been making the bracelets for months and telling me all the reasons why she should go. And I've already met Taylor, so I didn't need to go. But I'm like, but you were with me. You were in my tummy.
In your tummy, of course. That's amazing.
And then my son is Sam, and then the new album came out and there's a song on it called Chloe or Sam or whatever the rest of it is.
Yeah.
So it was kind of this whole big circle back. And then my husband he's DM'd Travis to see if he'll meet him for a pint later.
That's everyone's hunting down Taylor and your husband's looking for Travis. Yeah. I love it.
Well, he runs the Arrowheads Abroad, which is the UK fan club for the Kansas City Chiefs. He does his own podcast, so he's got apparently Patrick Mahomes' mother follows them and stuff like that.
Okay,
so he's quite a connection.
This is definitely connected. Yeah, we better give him a shout out. We've named everybody, Chloe and Sam and Hazel, but what's his name?
He's Neil Blair. So
Neil
he's
Blair, right.
A lifelong Chiefs fan, but now he's put in the hard work.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's finally paying off.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Hazel, what an amazing story. Thanks for that insight, because it's just great to kind of hear these human stories about someone who is kind of so revered and is such a brand rather than a human. But she obviously is a human, and it's amazing to hear those stories. And I'm glad that your bladder brought you, so close to fame.
There you go. Who knows where it'll take you then.
Exactly. Hazel, thanks a million. Tell Chloe to enjoy the concert. See ya.
Well, indeed. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Swifties, are you Taylor Swift ready?
Listen to Dave Moore from 9 a.m. for your chance to win. Helping get you Taylor Swift ready only on Today FM.